Welcome to The Ether. Today is Wednesday, April 13th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by Intern Capital. Everyone knows interns make the world go round, so when it comes to picking out your interns, make sure you choose the best. The best, you say? That's right, the best. And everyone knows all the best interns come from Intern Capital. Be sure to follow Intern Capital on Twitter and keep an eye out April 14th for the Intern FT Mint launching on One Planet. Links are in the show notes. And for more information, check out intern.capital. Be sure to follow Intern Capital on Twitter for daily ship posts and stock tips. This episode of The Ether is also brought to you by Talus. Talus Protocol is the NFT platform for independent artists on Terra. Talus helps to provide artists with the tools and resources needed to transition from traditional art into the NFT world. With their V1 launch coming soon, Talus will be the place to see real-world art reflected on Terra. Be sure to join their Telegram and follow Talus on Twitter for updates on their roadmap, validator, and other Talus news. Find your next favorite artist on talus.art. Terra Spaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. Today on The Ether, the Thorstarter Community AMA. Let's take a listen.
Leak a little bit of alpha, some recent things from Thorstarter, some future things, and all of the answers you were looking for from a number of questions we got. Hey, HW Frank, you were just saying I was having some audio problems. Can you hear me all right?
Hey, just doing a mic check here. Can you guys hear me? I guess I was having trouble with my earbuds just now. Okay, I think we're going to go ahead and get kicked off, guys. So we have a lot to talk about today, a lot of exciting things coming from Thorstarter. And we might have a team member joining us here in a moment, but I'm just going to kick things off. He's having some audio problems. But this is T. I'm our COO at Thorstarter. And just wanted to say thank you guys so much for tuning in today. We've had a really exciting couple of weeks. Obviously, some ups and downs. The market has been crazy. And no such thing as a boring week in crypto. So I just wanted to go through some of the recent Thorstarter history, give you guys my take and our team's take on a lot of things. And, we really want to have these AMAs more often to both answer questions that we've gathered from Discord and from our various channels from you, as well as to just address things that we think are important for our community to know from our team side. So I'm just going to start off.
Can you hear me now?
Hey, how's it going, HW Frank? I can hear you just fine. Well, you're muted now, but I'm just going to keep going. I'm doing a little bit of a review of our recent history. So I think just starting with the biggest item, I can hear you. Can you hear me all right?
Awesome. Yeah. Sorry about that, folks.
Cool. If you just want to mute for a sec, I'm going to I'm running through some of the recent things. But so first and foremost, obviously, is going to be that broker sale. Obviously, that has had some mixed results. We've tried to explain this to our community, but at the end of the day, broker's a longstanding partner of ours. They wanted a custom sale structure. We thought it would be all right to accommodate that. And, we're not pointing fingers. We're not trying to blame anybody. At the end of the day, the structure raised a bunch of money. It's going to be great for their project long-term. And overall, we are very confident in broker. And honestly, if you're not super satisfied, like the way I look at this personally is I'm like, this is a great opportunity to buy some cheaper broker because I'm certainly going to be a long-term holder and we have a great deal. You know, they're one of the longest standing and most legitimate projects in the Thorchain space, maybe next to ThorSwap and ThorWallet. They've really been developing for a year and a half now. And so we have great confidence in them. And I can't share any details or leak anything, but there are conversations being had behind the scenes about maybe a little bit of remediation or they are doing everything they can to make things right with all of the participants in the first stages of the sale. And they're have some self-critical views and they realize what's going on. So stand by for more announcements on that. I think we have some really good news coming to everybody who participated that will be pretty nice. So if that's a hint at a hint, you can imagine what I mean by that. So that's Broker. Moving on from that, obviously, we are currently finishing up our Proteus sale. So Proteus has been great. We're really excited for them to roll out. And that FCFS is currently open if anybody would like to jump in. Yeah, that's overall been great. And they've been a good partner. I believe they're also doing a launch on Starterra. So that's our fourth after Broker. That's our fourth Terra project. And we've been very happy with them as partners and pretty excited to get their product out. So moving forward, I know this is a crazy and packed week. Moving forward, now what we have as of an hour ago, just over an hour ago, is the NFT whitelist mint for Thorstarter Shields. That has just been an awesome collaboration with the MintDAO team, and we have tweaked it as we've moved towards rollout, and that's been in response to a lot of community sentiment. And I'll tell you one thing, operating on this side of the crypto world, when you make changes, people get mad. And if you don't make changes, people will also get mad. And so we end up oftentimes being kind of between a rock and a hard place between do we be responsive and make changes on the ground, or do we stick with original plans just for the sake of their being original and see what the fallout is then. So, you know, we made some tweaks with the MintDAO NFTs. We might make future tweaks. We kind of err on the responsive side, and we are interested in finding optimal solutions for our community. At the end of the day, community comes first. So that's what I can tell you there. Right now, the mint list for the the white list for the NFTs, the minting is open as of an hour ago, and that will be going on for the next 50 minutes. So if you have an NFT whitelist spot, I would go mint that right about now, because the public is going to open up and those things might disappear pretty quickly. So that's our NFT minting, and that will be ongoing. And the other thing too, this isn't a profile picture mint. This isn't like Thor Guards or Luna Bulls or anything like that. This is a utility NFT that is meant to slightly gamify our platform, but also burn circulating X Rune. So don't expect this to sell out in the first hour. We haven't marketed it as such, and this really isn't that type of NFT mint. We have put up this mint with MintDAO in order to allow our community an opportunity to get this utility. And we want to have that as an ongoing offering. So people can go and mint and create these and burn X Rune, and it's a net good for our community. So we've covered Broker, Proteus, our NFT mint. Moving forward, and this one was a last minute sort of addition to our lineup, but we are launching Ultimate Champions on Friday, as in the registration opens on Friday of this week. And if you have not read about it or have not seen our announcements, the TLDR on that, and it's just to me incredibly bullish, is the leadership team from Ubisoft Paris, including the son of the one of the Ubisoft founders, who has been running a game studio for 7 years in Paris Ubisoft. Basically, the leadership team from Paris Ubisoft have left together, and they're building a blockchain fantasy, I would say soccer, but fantasy football company. And it's going to be the first of several, actually, and they're going to do fantasy sports in several leagues and sports. Big picture, you can go down the rabbit hole on their names, their team, their credentials. They have significant game design background. They have very good financial backers and a lot of credibility in kind of the football, the soccer world, as well as in the gaming world. So they already have 7 leagues signed up to partner with them, as well as 35 individual teams. So like this one is already off to the races. We're doing a small raise, just 250K for them. And the super awesome news I have to bring to you about that one is that the IDO will complete on Tuesday, which is next Tuesday. The TGE will be on Wednesday, and the TGE unlock will be 50%. So if you're here to participate in Ultimate Champions next week, you will register Friday or sometime between Friday and Tuesday. Then you will get your tokens, 50% of them, on Wednesday, which we think it is just an awesome precedent to set. Moving forward, we're really trying to encourage projects to do this, but 50% on TGE, we're super excited about that. After that, our next sale is KOLNet. KOLNet is an awesome kind of crypto marketing platform that, like, you know, as a somebody who operates in the crypto space in marketing, I get excited about their product because I want to use it for ThorStarter and I want to recommend it to our partner projects. So I look at that one and I go, yes, I want that token and I want the product, which is, for me, my favorite sort of project to launch. So KOLNet, another great news there. We are going to be doing the IDO the first week of May, starting on actually the last day of April, the 28th, and then running to Tuesday, the 3rd of May. And super exciting, that's May 3rd. Less than 2 weeks later, on May 13th, will be the KOLNet TGE. So again, if you're sensing a theme here, we are pushing for TGEs that are right after our sales. We're tired of our community's money being locked in contracts and set on a back burner for an indeterminate amount of time. And we are pretty passionate right now in our negotiation with these projects of, hey, you guys need to have a clear TGE. It needs to be soon. And if you're not ready to do that, then wait on your sale. But to be fair to our community and to offer you know, the kind of liquidity we want to have for ourselves and for you guys, we are now pushing pretty hard on having TGEs close to IDOs, as well as higher percentages released on TGE. We'd like to think that 25% should be like a rough average number, 25% on TGE. So that's KOLNet. Again, the sale is the first week of May, and the TGE will be the 13th of May. So super hyped on that. After that, we're going to have Void Protocol. That's going to be the 24th of May. We'll get back to you on TGE for that one. And then after that, we are going to have Maya, Yield Foundry, and DeFi Spot. And we don't have many super concrete dates for those yet, but we're super excited about that. Again, we're going to have Maya, Yield Foundry, DeFi Dojo, and DeFi Spot. There's four of them. There's two DeFis in there. To clear all the FUD, yes, we are going to be launching DeFi Spot. I can tell you my last communication with them was yesterday about this, and it's looking like it will be soon. And when I say soon, my hope would be sometime in the next month. Don't quote me on that, but that would be my rough estimate. They had pinged me asking like, hey, how long would you guys need? Like, how long in advance would we have to tell you? So my thought is that means it is going to be soon. So there's some leaked alpha for you. So more info coming on all of those. But yeah, that's my high level. Thank you guys for listening. I just wanted to overview all of that. So our upcomings, just to run through them again, Ultimate Champions, KOLNet, Void Protocol, Maya Protocol, Yield Foundry, DeFi Dojo, DeFi Spot, and obviously more coming. So we don't care what the market's doing. Largely, we think that there are high quality upside potential opportunities, regardless of what the market's doing. And also long term, you know, it's always a question of zooming out, looking at, do you want an investment for several years? And for a lot of these projects, we think, heck yeah, it's not worth waiting on the market. So that is our latest update. And now we're going to jump more into the general AMA section of this. So my friend Frank here has collected some questions from our Discord community. You want to hop up on stage, sir?
Absolutely. Happy to talk to you here, Thad, and everyone else in the community. Just before we jump into that, I just want to quickly touch base and ask you a little bit about our Forge changes and get you to talk about that a little bit. I know we've been pushing pretty hard and the majority of the community is well aware of it, but just for anyone that hasn't been paying attention or is catching up late, maybe just talk a little bit about the Forge changes, what that means for the platform and why we chose to go that route to benefit.
Yeah, 100%. So as many of you know, we have changed what is ostensibly the fundamental community membership contract for ThorStarter. And so obviously, if you've been with us a long time, you know that this has changed a couple times. And we consider this the final and best iteration that will be our long-term plan. And we don't just like think this is good in our own heads. This is actually the model that if you want to look at something like MakerDAO uses DAOMaker. DAOMaker uses a very similar model with this sort of time-locked, essentially community membership contract. And so previously, you have to think of it from our perspective. We have this large community. who wants to take part in these opportunities, whether they're IDOs or farming events or NFT mints. And we need some way to register of like who is in our community and who gets access and how much access do they get and how do we reward them for long-term participation. So previously, with tiers or with LPing, with all of these various things, you had X runes spread out in a lot of different places. And you had, because of that, our rewards were spread out different places. Some of our X runes was going to APYs, some of it was going to an APY on tiers, some of it was going to vaults, and some of it was going to single-sided staking. Essentially, by spreading it out that far, we weren't able to concentrate it in one place. And so I call Forge our unifying contract. And in order to unify all those systems, we had to make some big strategic decisions, like what chain to be on. So Forge is on Phantom. And we like to think that that's going to save our community significant amounts of gas over time. And like one way to think about the 20% Forge fees is also that's being on Phantom, you're saving a ton of money in gas and going in and out of our various other contracts. So you're locked in Forge, you're going to be in there long term. That gets you access to everything that ThorStarter offers during your lock period. And we just think it is the cleanest and simplest, and from our end, the easiest to administer community membership contract. And so, again, the way it works is you take X-Rune on Phantom, you lock it for some period of time. The minimum period is 15 days. The maximum period, I believe, is just over 1,000. And the distribution of rewards that have all been concentrated towards Forge is weighted in favor of community members who are willing to lock for longer. So the more you lock and the longer you lock, the more APY you're going to get. And ultimately, what this rewards is community membership, confidence in the project. And in turn, you know, you could think of your deposit there. It's something that one way or another, you're going to get back. The longer you lock it, the more you'll gain interest on that deposit. But we aren't just like a pumponomics or like a, we aren't just a like farming platform where you come to ThorStarter for the APY. You come to ThorStarter and get this membership and deposit your X-Rune for the sake of these participation opportunities. And I use the word participation instead of investment, but investment opportunities. In you know, participating in these IDOs and NFTs and all of these things that we offer, that is our goal for our community and for our treasury, is these are uncapped upside opportunities. So Forge was our way to simplify access to those in one place. And as of right now, I can report that there are more X-Rune locked in Forge by our community than in any other single location of X-Rune. It's surpassed ETH tiers by a significant amount. ETH tiers is down near 15 million X-Rune, whereas Forge, I believe, has 22 or 23 million. So increasingly, everybody's hopping on board, which is our plan, because we are phasing out everything else and we want to simplify. Forge will be the final, the ultimate, and the only place for your X-Rune. So that is my high level on it. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, that's fantastic. One of the good things that I'm talking to some of the team that I didn't know and I recently discovered was the Forge rewards that are taken off from the token fee are used to buy the project token fees still, or the project tokens still. So you're still getting that potential upside from investing in these projects that we believe in heavily. And it's being used to buy potentially more X-Runes. So the better those projects do, the more rewards that are going to be available in the Forge. It's a pretty neat system, and thanks for that great high level.
Yeah, 100%. And if anybody has questions, again, we have a couple documents out on this. We're also going to be releasing sort of every couple of months what we're calling the Forge Report. The Forge Report 1 is out, but it just gives a primer for what's going on with us, what's going on with Forge, what's going on with our sales and our opportunities. And, you know, don't just expect us to remain as an IDO launchpad. We certainly do that, and we will continue to do that. But to give you some perspective on what our team's thinking, you know, we're looking at what is the next iteration of an IDO? How are projects going to distribute their tokens, raise funds? How can we get you guys in on that? And we are committed to high quality IDOs while also acknowledging, hey, 2022 could be the year that the IDO gives way to something else. I don't even know what it'd be called, but we're open to that possibility. And we are not going to lock ourselves in place with one, you know, kind of model being the IDO. So our Forge model is unifying, and that's going to keep our membership very consistent and our ability to give you guys benefits and access to things. But we want to keep expanding that menu of what we offer.
Awesome. That is awesome. All right. If we're comfortable with that, I'd like to jump into some of the community questions. Let's see if we can bring some of these awesome questions to the table. The first one we have here is from I Am Burke. He's an active member on our Discord. So I'd just like to bring up two questions here. One is, I like to see more projects integrate with ThorChain. We all love to see ThorChain succeed. So how do you do this? How do you actively help partners learn to integrate with ThorChain? And is there a process where you can help these projects, for example? Basically, it stays along the line of questions on how do we maintain our roots to ThorChain?
Yeah, so this is kind of a simple answer, but and maybe this helps clear the air when people are confused about our relationship with ThorChain. But ThorChain, the core team and the people behind it, who are anonymous, funded us, incubated us. We have open lines of communication with them. They are our friends and associates. So the short answer is simple networking. We have live lines of communication with ThorChain and with also the behind the scenes entities that are behind ThorChain, whether that's like Chi Capital or Nine Realms. And, these are people that we have open lines of communication with. So for those who love to throw the FUD at us that like, oh, well, ThorStarter has nothing to do with ThorChain anymore. It's like, okay, well, here are the projects that exist related to ThorChain. I'll list them for you. ThorStarter, ThorSwap, ThorWallet, Broker, and I believe that's it, four of them. If you notice something about those projects, every single one of them launched on ThorStarter. This was not by accident. We have launched every single ThorChain project that exists so far that has done an IDO. There has yet to be a ThorChain project that is not on our platform. So we are constantly seeking new ThorChain friends to develop and incubate and launch. At the end of the day, it's just a kind of a tall order. ThorChain is very difficult to develop on. And, we're interested in all teams that are building on it. And we will be moving forward. And we're excited for the DeFi spot launch coming up. But we're not saying, we have exclusive rights. But to date, every single ThorChain project has launched on ThorStarter. And we hope to keep this the same while maintaining high quality standards, which we think we can do. But so big picture, the question was how do you integrate projects with ThorChain? Really, it would be a matter of introductions. So ThorStarter wouldn't be the technical team doing integrations between a project and ThorChain, but we have the ears of a lot of the behind the scenes people with ThorChain, and we can make those introductions. So when a project comes and wants to collaborate, we are entirely able to facilitate that connection and assist in any way that's needed. ThorStarter largely does a lot of what we do is marketing and IDOs. IDOs are a form of marketing. It's about getting community awareness. It's about getting initial platform users and, distributing that token to some degree. But it's never about money. It's about spread and connection and community. So in the context of a project that wants to develop on or with ThorChain, we would just love to make those introductions and facilitate the process. That would be my answer to how to get more projects engaged with ThorChain.
That's perfect. Just to expand on that, with ThorChain, we aren't just a ThorChain project either. We are multi-chain projects. So just can you touch base on being multi-chain and what that means for us and benefits for the community?
Yeah, absolutely. So, ThorChain is not yet or isn't a L1, obviously. And to date, it's almost like people get confused when they don't No ThorChain because they think, ThorChain, like Terra, an L1 development community with some structure at the center like TFL that helps fund, incubate, and give grants. And it's like, well, ThorChain is way more decentralized and because of that, way more multi-chain. So the saying goes in the ThorChain community, the future is multi-chain. And we entirely believe that to be true at ThorStarter. It's kind of the ThorChain ethos. And so by the very nature of being ThorChain projects are multi-chain. So obviously you have the cross-chain liquidity and the decentralized swaps that ThorChain enables. But big picture, what it means. And that's why it's funny when people are like, well, why didn't you just stick with ThorChain? And it's like, well, because the nature of ThorChain is multi-chain. So ThorStarter, when we looked at kind of the landscape this fall, we thought, all right, where next? What do we expand to? And our first two choices were Phantom and Terra. And we've been very happy with those decisions till now. And we are like continually expanding. We are constantly looking for more places to build contracts, conduct launches. We are going to stick with Forge being on Phantom, and that's a good home for it. It's an EVM, and that makes sense for us all technically. But yeah, as a project, you know, one of the benefits when people ask us, when projects ask us, like, what's the benefit of launching with ThorStarter? One of the big things I point out is so many pads are part of a vertical ecosystem. Like, you know, Terra pads are for Terra projects, and they have Terra community. There's tons of overlap there, but you don't get kind of outside that silo very much. Whereas if you were to do like a map, you know, where are ThorStarter community members from in terms of chain, you'd get all kinds of answers. They're from all over. And we love being able to offer that. And the probability that projects that we launched through our multi-chain community can catch on because we're planting seeds in all different kinds of communities is very high. So we think that's a huge appeal. And yeah, we will continue to be multi-chain and launch anything ThorChain that comes up in line with our roots. But multi-chain is the move. And we do believe that future is multi-chain.
Absolutely. It's almost like if you don't do multi-chain, you're limiting yourself, like you said, to the one platform. Whereas there's all these great projects being developed across the crypto ecosystem. So it's great to have access to be able to tap into all those different spaces. The next one, I have a great question from the legendary Ragnarok Monk. So the first question he has is, what's the current approach to finding new projects? Is it based on knowledge from team members, intel from colleagues in the industry, other launch pads, etc.? So this is a great one.
Ragnarok, I could tell you, but I have to kill you. yeah. So, okay. So here's the fun question. This is a little bit of the special sauce. And I know people think that we conjure these projects from nowhere, but the reality is, like, we have a full research team that is full-time tasked with finding undiscovered or, you know, yet to be unveiled projects. And it brings up this interesting question of, you know, many people in the modern world are good at researching on the internet, but the nature of the internet is that it is very difficult to find things that are not trying to be found. So we have this interesting task of how do you find a project that is not trying to be found? And we have this team of really like four researchers who are doing, I don't want to give away too much of our proprietary like method, but for the most part, they are scoping. First, you have to figure out like, who do you trust? Who are people that would have these good insights? And then how do you monitor their behavior? So to some degree, we've identified people or institutions or entities through things like Twitter or forum activity. And then we figure out how do we track what they are doing and who they are paying attention to? And this can be granular. This can be like, who are they following on Twitter? And are these new projects? And so really getting kind of into the detective mode of who are top figures who are good at finding alpha or institutions, and how do we tap into who they're paying attention to before anybody else? So we have that side. That is the outbound research side. And we've turned up some great results there. And, you know, I really just all credit to our research team who just kills it. And, you know, I call them like research assassins, but they're really able to find these projects that, you know, would be very difficult to find because they're not out of stealth mode or nobody knows about them. And, you know, you always have to be afraid when you see an article about a project on, you know, on CoinDesk or something. I will say that if something is in the news, by nature, it is. By definition, it has already happened. The news is about the past. So by the time you hear about a project in a newsletter or a news, even in some of these like alpha leak newsletters, it's in a newsletter. Like it's already gotten that much exposure. So our game is how do we find things before that? And, you know, our guys are just very good at it at this point. So that's a little bit on that answer. That's our outbound. I just wanted to detail. We also have more the inbound side. So obviously we get DMs, we get projects that come to us. I want to say the inbound is generally lower quality, just because if you were, I mean, not to say that there's a lot, I mean, there are scams out there. And if you were a bad project looking to raise money, you would constantly be doing outreach to launch pads. So we do have the inbound side. We vet both of them pretty carefully, and then we vote on them as a team. But yeah, that's what I can tell you. There's kind of the outbound side of what we do, and then there's the inbound. Maybe a third factor there is we have great relationships with VCs, and we kind of have a two-way pass of deal flow with our top VCs, who VCs will pass us their leads for good projects. And in turn, when a project comes to us and needs funding, we will pass them to our VCs. So we have a number of partners in that sense.
Awesome. So too long didn't read. Research assassins and working with our VC partnerships. just a second point to that question. It kind of diverges to a different topic here, but is there an opportunity to be the official launch platform for Maya? I know that's something which may not be able to answer, but it's something the community is pretty interested to talk about.
Yeah, man. So the question with Maya is just like, it's not about if things will happen. It's just about like, how much can we share at this point? We have so many exciting behind the scenes conversations going on with Maya. Obviously, we will always be loyal to our Thorchain roots and respectful of those relationships. But we are really looking forward to our collaboration with Maya. And until there is a better option, we would love to be a premier launchpad in their ecosystem when and if that comes to pass. Now, that's thinking pretty far down the line. We got to get to their launch first. We have to deal with all of that, all of which we will be intimately connected to and orchestrating. But, you know, thinking beyond that, you know, we are, I guess I just want to summarize it by saying we are going to be heavily involved in Maya and their ecosystem, and it will be a long-term partnership like ours with Thorchain in a friendly way. So it's super exciting. We have more that's going to be coming out. Man, they have an NFT set they just showed us that's going to be coming out to hype up their launch. Cannot wait to show you guys that. There's just all kinds of exciting things happening there. So short answer, yes, potentially we could do that. And that's to say we are going to be heavily involved with them. And guys, like, I'm excited about so many of our projects, but man, the Thorstarter Maya collaboration is going to be nuts. So very excited to bring you guys more about that. We'll likely do an AMA with them explaining some of this stuff in the next couple weeks, because I think that they're targeting May for their launch. So stand by on that. And yeah, the sky is the limit with our collaboration.
Great to hear. The next question from the community we got is, I'm not sure how to pronounce this, but it's OCB Vice. It kind of ties in, it's another two-parter, but it kind of ties into one, the multi-chain factor we talked about. So are you thinking about launching projects on L1 that are not as popular at the moment, such as Near, Alev0, Tezos, Harmony? Just quickly touch this, and then we'll move to the next question, because I think you did a great job explaining our multi-chain principles and ethos.
Yeah, so maybe what I didn't mention before, if I were to describe the Thorstarter investment thesis, it's that we're going broad and we're going for quality. So across many chains, looking for quality. And, you know, like I said before, most pads cater to specific ecosystems or are kind of siloed. We're going wide. So I can't speak to any of those specific ecosystems. But if we find quality, I kind of think that our top considerations in order, one would be technical feasibility. We need to be very confident we can build the contracts and have the technical competence to deliver on it well. So one is technical feasibility. Second would be quality, of course. Are these really high quality projects we're finding? And then third would be ease of participation for our community. So we don't want to, you know, unless it's a very extraordinary project, we don't want to have to onboard our entire community with new wallets and kind of a whole new interface if it's going to be a big pain. So again, in order, we would consider the tech feasibility, then the quality, and then the ease of participation. And so we're not closed to anything, but as of right now, if it can't get past our tech feasibility, which would just be, does our CTO and our dev team feel comfortable building that contract on that chain. And some of them are kind of funky. That would be our big hurdle right now, but we're not closed to anything. So L1 projects from around, you know, feel free to reach out to us.
Awesome. that kind of leads into the next one. So how big is the Thor Starter team? Do you plan on recruiting more people in the future? And how is kind of the organizational layout? I know everyone's remaining anon, so answer as much as you can.
How big is our? I would say, and this all becomes a question, you know, in the crypto world, very few things are hourly, very much is outcomes based. But if I were to give a number, I would say our team is around 15. And it depends how you count people. We have some people who are on partial. We have some people who are, you know, that number might be five more if we included all of our ambassadors and community managers. So somewhere between 10 and 20. I think of like core, really like the core team is about 11 or 12. But yeah, those are our numbers. And do we plan on hiring in the short term? Right now, we are talking about putting out, not ads, but putting out offers on the dev side and kind of the op side, specifically with a VC emphasis. As we expand kind of our venture DAO activities, we want more competent people who can help us manage that process. That's the op side. And then on the dev side, we are interested in bringing on more devs and, you know, essentially diversifying and being able to decrease what I want to call key man failure with our devs. So, you know, we want to make sure that we always have someone who can jump on and who can fight fires. And, you know, we don't want to be too reliant on too few people. So, yeah, that's what I can tell you about recruitment and short term staffing.
Awesome. Great to hear. There's a growth happening for sure. I guess the last question here from our community is related to the MintDAO NFT. So speaking on that is kind of what was the rationale for integrating the MintDAO NFT and why did we choose to do that?
Yeah, so there's a couple things there. And let me start with kind of the high level of like, what is Thor Starter going for with the XRune token, with these various changes and offerings that we've brought to market. On a high level, from our perspective, and for the best of our community, we want a deflationary token model. And I know a lot of projects want that, but it's very hard to achieve. And you need to implement as many tools to achieve that as possible. And realize that deflationary token model, that's very hard to achieve. The next best thing is to have a decreasing circulating supply. So how can you achieve that? Well, we have implemented two things that we think will achieve that end. One of them is our forge system. So if we want to decrease our circulating supply, we need lockup of XRune. We need it out of the market. The best way to do this is to get people to lock it up for long periods of time in our forge. So this is great, not only because it rewards community members for long lockups, but also then there's less XRune in the market, and that scarcity will drive demand, that scarcity decreases supply, which will drive price up, ideally. So less circulating supply is a good thing. So we do that through Forge. The second tool is this MintDAO NFT. And if you think about it from a high level, what we're doing is creating a mechanism. We're creating 500 of these NFTs that create a permanent burn of XRune. So long as these NFTs are out there and someone is using them, there will be XRune being burned over time, which is incredibly important to our, again, constricting, circulating, and actual supply. So big picture, we got to lock up our tokens and we need to slowly get rid of them and burn them. And so I want to say the third mechanism we might implement with successful investments would be harvesting positions, buying a boatload of XRune, and burning it. And kind of have like a burn party, hyping it up on Twitter. And again, if we can decrease that circulating supply and create a deflationary model, that's what we want to do. And that's best also for the value of the XRune locked in the forge. You know, if you lock your XRune in the forge for 1,000 days and we're able to constrict supply, it's going to come out being worth more on a per token basis than if it had just been, you know, the XRune is all free floating. So those would be the major factors. It is not just a cool way. It's also, it kind of gamifies our platform a little bit. It allows some people to change the way in which they interact with our sales. But at the end of the day, it does this for the greater benefit of the community, which is burning X-Rune. And so we see these 500 NFTs, which are open for minting right now, by the way, as permanent fixtures that allow us to get rid of circulating supply. And, you know, long term, buy and burn is only good for everybody who holds X-Rune. That's my answer on that.
Awesome. So I got one more question here that just came in, and it's asked by a few people, and it has to do with the IDOs and the user interface. So the question is, simple question, but why did you remove the IDO progress bar on the UI?
That's a good question. And we did that. This was our first sale, Proteus, in which we've done that. And here's what I can tell you about why. So we recently updated our allocation multipliers to be linear. And what that means is that the top tiers, tiers 4 and 5, get an inordinate amount of allocation compared to the lower tiers. And we felt this was the most fair. In fact, you know, linear scaling is by definition numerically fair. But what we didn't anticipate, and what has kind of transpired that isn't necessarily a problem, but just now the nature of our sales, is that as a result of those linear allocation multipliers, tiers 4 and 5 can now register for way more allocation than they want. So what does this mean? What this means is that on the day of the IDO, when the 24-hour claims window opens, people come to claim their X-Rune, and a fair percentage of tier 4 and 5 are not going to claim their entire allocation. So for this Proteus sale, for example, I believe the average tier 5 participant could claim almost, it was like $1,750 of Proteus. Now, I don't know how big of bags people are working with, but I personally, I'm not looking to invest $1,750 in every single Thor Starter project. I don't have the cash to sustain that. That's too much. So I would go, and I'm a tier 5 member, and I would go and then participate at a lower rate. I think I bought like somewhere around $700 or $900 of Proteus, because that's all that I wanted. I'm not looking to make these massive investments, especially considering how many great sales we have coming up and in the past. So what happens in that case is that it looks like the sale is filling up really slowly, and then people mistake that for lack of demand and lack of interest, when that's not really the case. The reality is the system is allowing people to register for way more than they want, and then when they come to get what they want, it looks like it's filling up slowly or not enough. And basically, the reason we removed that bar is because the data was flooding the sale itself. And we saw this with the Ultibet sale, but like people were chattering on Twitter and in the chats and stuff that like, well, this means nobody wants that token. And I can tell you from behind the scenes from our end, like the same number of people are still participating. There's still like significant interest. It's just that because of our multipliers, not as many people want to get 100% of what they're allotted, which is really what that measures. It measures that progress bar for the initial 24-hour phase, measures what percentage of the allocations they registered for people want to claim. So all that's to say, we looked at other launch pads. A lot of other launch pads do not track that progress. StarTerra especially doesn't track any of that or release numbers very often. And so we looked at that and we thought, let's remove that bar, because it kind of causes people to FUD the sale based on like a misunderstanding of how our system works. So our sales are still going well. We're still raising tons of money. Look at Broker, look at Proteus. But yes, we decided to tweak that because that is information that was not contributing to or helping the sale and was more often a source of unnecessary FUD. So we're sorry to take that away, but we think that it's for the better of these raises.
Perfect. Thanks for the great explanation. Before I jump off and leave you to the community, I just have just want to invite anyone in the community to continue the discussion in the Discord. We have the AMA channel where you can continue to ask any of the questions to anything we talked about here and more. So join us on our Discord there. And I'll leave Thad here to answer any questions and give his final thoughts on everything. And maybe share some alpha. I don't know if he has any, but thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you for coming, Frank. All right, guys, I'm going to be taking the wheel here solo. In terms of leaked alpha, I mean, the biggest alpha leaks I can give you in the immediate sense would be the fact that the Ultimate Champions IDO we have on starting on Friday, the TGE, it starts, the sale starts Friday. The TGE will be Wednesday and you will get 50% of your tokens. So hugely bullish on that. I think that that is going to be a great sale. It's got a really credible team behind it. You can go look up all of their normie credentials, and that's super awesome. So got Ultimate Champions, and that has an almost immediate day after TGE with 50% unlock, which is just awesome. And we love that this project is doing that. We've got KOLNet, which is going to have a first week of May IDO, and then the second week of May TGE. So again, that's super hype. We're very excited to get that number out there and let you know that TGEs will be coming soon. And we're pushing on the projects who have not TGE'd yet hard. And we are very sorry that your money has been locked in a contract. It's very frustrating to us as a team and me personally. those are near term, so those TGEs. In terms of other big alpha leaks, you know, I know this has been the ongoing, like, oh, soon announcement about an announcement thing, but DeFi Spot is making noises. We're having conversations behind the scenes, and it's sounding like their launch is going to be very soon. If I were to guess, I would guess sometime in early May, and that is unofficial, and we will see, but that's the best I can tell you. What I want you to know is we're in ongoing conversations. We have recent pings from them, and that is coming soon to Thorstarter near you. We'll let you know as soon as we know more. Beyond that, there's going to be a permanent reward mechanism built into Maya protocol for Forge stakers. We're super excited to release more information on how that's going to work. But yeah, so for those who aren't familiar, the Maya, kind of the Maya version of Rune is Kakao. And so yeah, there will be an interesting Kakao reward system that will play into our Forge and yeah, our Thorstarter system. And everybody's going to get some upside there. So look forward to that. I'd now like to open the floor. If anybody wants to invite or ask to speak, I'd welcome any questions right now. And I'll just give you a minute to ask any questions you might have. And then I'm going to see on Discord if anybody's got anything new on Discord. So if you're in Discord, get in the general and yeah, ask any questions that you might have. All right, we're inviting Mr. Greek up to the stage. How you
doing,
sir? Pretty
good. How you guys doing?
Doing great.
Excellent. So my question was, like, I've been in a long time, or starts at the beginning of X-Room. What was going to happen with the liquidity pool on Thorchain for the ERC-20 X-Room token and Rune? So, I mean, I have like a pretty big bag, like just kind of stashed away there. And I was wondering, you know, should I just move it over to Forge? I know you guys can't give investment advice, but kind of what's the plan with that liquidity pool?
So our plan with that is going to be, obviously we're monitoring it and we want to have a, you know, a sufficient liquidity pool there for trading. But, you know, big picture, the way we kind of put it is all roads lead to Forge. We are increasingly allocating the majority of, if you just think about like net outflows from Thorstarter of rewards in the form of APYs, in the form of X-Rune, we are increasingly allocating the most of that to our Forge. So not investment advice, but Forge takes priority, and we're kind of going to, it's going to be a give and take thing with that liquidity pool. So if we were to lower it too far, we would then bring back incentives and fill it up more, or really contribute from our treasury to ensure it's at a depth that we're satisfied with. But long term, yeah, we are amalgamating all of our rewards into Forge. And at the end of the day, we need that liquidity on ThorSwap. But like, we're pretty satisfied with where it is now. And again, I can't give you investment advice, obviously, but that is like the big picture, how that plays in strategically to what we're doing.
Got it. No, fair enough. And keep doing what you guys are doing. Everything's been going great.
Thank you, man. We really appreciate the support. We're trying to keep building, roll with the punches, and a lot more exciting things to come as we kind of evolve. So thanks for sticking with us. And we'll see you around the chat. All right. Anybody else want to come up to the stage and ask a question? Ah, Juggernaut, classic. This guy has been a long-term supporter. You are up on stage, sir, and you are muted. How's it going?
Hey.
Hey, I can hear you.
Hey. Nice to be there. Hello, the starter team. Hello, everyone. Just a question to just to confirm, okay? When you buy a shield, you buy the right to participate to every launch, right?
Not necessarily. You need, in order to get the benefits of the shield, you need to burn X-Rune. And that burning is only worth 7 days of credit. So to be clear on that, so in answer to your question, no. This is not a free pass into our system forever. It is a tool you can use for boosters, but at the end of the day, it isn't like a like a forever membership. That's not how it works. Does that make sense?
Okay, understood. So I must burn X-Rune to make the shield evolution, and then I can get access to further launch. Exactly.
That is correct, and you would need to do it within 1 week of the launch. So let's say you burn X-Rune 5 days before. That means that with that NFT and the burn, you get that booster for 1 week, and that would be for that, ideally for a sale coming up. The idea here is for NFT owners, each time you want to use this boost function, you have to burn X-Rune. Now, if you scale out, for anyone who can do some napkin math, if people have to burn 1,000 X-Rune and there's 500 NFTs and they have to do it every sale they want to use this, what that looks like on the scale of months and years is significant amounts of X-Rune supply getting burned, which we are excited about.
Okay. Thank you very much. I know I wanted to know. Good luck.
Thank you, man. And we appreciate your ongoing support. You're a great member of our Twitter. And yeah, we're always here for questions.
No problem. I'll always be there, mate.
100%. Where are you coming to us from? Where are you?
I am France.
Awesome. Well, we love having supporters all over the world. So thank you.
You are from Iceland, no?
We're from all over. We're from Valhalla.
You're from Asgard. Okay.
Yeah. You know, can't tell you all the secrets. We're from all over. Our team is pretty decentralized and international.
Okay.
All right. Anybody else want to come up to the stage? All right. We are having Lax coming up to the stage.
Hello.
You know, I just realized I'm using coming up to the stage. I think that's actually, I think that's Clubhouse language. I think I'm actually using the language of a long ago platform. I'm just realizing that. Anyway, Lax, welcome up to as a speaker. How you doing?
Good, good. Thank you. So I have a quick question for the people who have locked up their X-Rune in the force for a longer period. Will they be able to see their rewards over the time? You know, will there be any some dashboard or some sort of indicator how their investment strategy is working? You know, especially for those locked up runes, X runes.
So, like many other things, I think that there is going to be an estimate given, and we're still working on the front end with this. But essentially, we'll be able to give you an estimate of how much rewards you have accrued, and then we are going to figure out some system whereby you might be able to claim during your lockup period. So we're going to be experimenting with kind of new methods of allowing people some liquidity, because that would, you know, you lock all your X-Rune away. That's a significant commitment of your liquidity. So by implementing some amounts of, claiming ability while you're locked, that's something we're looking at, as well as various dashboards for figuring out how much you've accrued to date and if it's claimable. So yes, those are all things we're working on. You have to consider with Forge right now, our front end and you know, the contract is sound and it's exactly what we need. The front end we are still working on, and it's a work in progress, and it's, I don't want to call it rough. Our team has done a great job, but it will be improving incrementally over time.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Right on. Thank you, Lax. Have a great day. I'm now going to shift gears a little bit, guys, and I've got some, and you can still request to speak if you'd like up here, but I'm going to answer a few from Discord. And by the way, as of right now, this moment, you're hearing my voice, the public mint for our Thorstarter Shield NFTs is live. So feel free to mint those. Oh man, they're going fast. They're about half gone. And oh, I'm just watching them fly off the screen. Anyway, that's at app.mintdao.io if you are interested in those NFTs. Again, think about what this represents for Thorstarter. It is ongoing long-term mechanisms for burning Xrune. And we are just incredibly excited for that. So check that out. Now going to Discord. Okay, so here's a question from community member Bullskey. Thank you for this question, Bullskey. Bullskey, it's a funny name. Does Thorstarter plan to shift away from being just a launchpad? If so, what is the direction? So what's interesting about this question is, I think I've hinted at it a few times, but the answer is yes and no. So are we looking to abandon being a launchpad? No, that is not the plan. However, are we constantly looking for ways to adjust our offerings with the market and kind of the evolving bleeding edge of crypto? Absolutely. So if you were a firm in 2017 and you wedded your model to the ICO, you became outdated and probably had to shutter. And in the same way, we are not committed to the IDO being the model that endures forever. It'll probably change names. It might change forms. And we are committed to following exactly what that is and update our model accordingly. So in any case, because we have this flexible Forge system, the Forge is just, it's community membership contract. So we are going to be offering opportunities to our community regardless. An IDO is certainly something we will continue to offer to partners and to our community. And our platform is working better and better all the time. So that will not disappear. But you can expect more and more expansive forms of opportunities from Thorstarter as a community member as we move forward. With things like Yield Foundry and like Maya, we're going to have interesting structures of like whitelisted community farming events or liquidity mining, various things that are going to be gated, kind of like our Excalibur launch for those who participated, which went really well, by the way. And I'm now seeing a lot of positive chatter about Excalibur on Twitter, which is really, really good to see. So are we moving away from being a launchpad? No, we're going to remain a launchpad. But the way we see Thorstarter as an entity and as a community is something that allows you access to an increasing number of these uncapped upside opportunities. And like big picture, we want our community to win huge bags. And we're interested in finding cool and interesting ways to participate in things that will achieve that end. That could be anything. That could be NFT mints, that could be mining events, in addition to ITOs. So expect us to be a launchpad, but we are certainly not going to pigeonhole ourselves with that model. Thank you for that question. Up next, gosh, a lot of chatter in our Discord. Those Mint DAO NFTs are going fast, friends. Really exciting. There are only 200 left. So next question. This is actually two questions from number 05FX and Blockchain Brian. They basically are just checking in on the status of DETF. So DETF is one of our projects that we raised for. We're excited about it. And unfortunately, it's been one that has had to delay TGE. And it's regretful and it bums us out that they've had to delay. But at the end of the day, the technology behind their token is pretty sensitive and I don't want to say risky, but they're waiting on really good audits. And for the sake of security, I understand why they're doing that. Some people jump first and audit later. Projects jump first and audit later. And frankly, they are taking their time because they need to be sure that this is a safe product because essentially it is a bunch of assets wrapped into one token. That's how it works as sort of an index token. So they have weight on them from both the regulatory side, because they're basically getting large sources of capital from institutions and large angels to buy this thing. And so they need to have their I's crossed and their T's dotted in terms of compliance. In addition, they need to have these contracts audited really well. So that's the latest I can tell you from DETF. They're going to TGE before long, but they're waiting on both the go-ahead from their auditors, which has taken longer than they thought because auditing is in high demand, in addition to their regulatory compliance. So we'll keep you posted on everything from them. Overall, we've had nothing but positive and clear communication from them, which is great. And we actually were going to do a AMA with them, I think, next week to give you like the latest updates from their founder. And, you know, trust us, guys, we don't do business with projects and then just never talk to them again or not check in. Like, we are checking in with these projects constantly and trying to get you, as much up-to-date information as we can possibly offer. So that's the update on DETF. And just looking at the Discord here. All right. As of right now, I think that's most of our questions. I'm not seeing any more. If anybody would like to come up to the stage with another question, I'm happy to answer. I know I've been kind of talking for an hour and 7 minutes now. I realize you're probably tired of my voice. If anybody has another question, happy to answer. Otherwise, we can wrap this up. And yeah, guys, I mean, it's been really enjoyable explaining all the stuff behind the scenes and what we've been working on. And, you know, I would love to do these once every couple weeks, maybe, in order to keep you updated. And, you know, the ground is moving fast under our feet. And all the time we have TGE announcements and new partnerships. And it's a lot to wrap your head around, you know, for us being a project that is essentially always talking about multiple projects. So we appreciate your patience with our communication and understand that it's a lot of information. Man, these Thorstarter shields are flying off the shelves. All right. Well, if nobody else is going to request to come up to the stage, I'm going to wrap this up. But yeah, circling back, guys, for those still listening, this is the lineup moving forward from where we're at right now. So we have Ultimate Champions, who is, you know, headed by the leadership team at Ubisoft Paris, who left Ubisoft Paris and are now really far along with their alpha product for a fantasy football game in Europe. They have amazing above ground kind of, I don't mean normie in a bad way, but normie credentials. They're from Ubisoft. They have great backers, and we are going to be the first opportunity for you to get those tokens. So super excited about that. And that registration opens on Friday. That's Ultimate Champions. Next is KOLNet. By the way, with Ultimate Champions, the TGE is the day after the IDO. So IDO ends on Tuesday, TGE is on Wednesday, and you get 50% unlock, which, like, take all my money. I'm into it. Next is KOLNet. KOLNet's IDO will be the first week of May, and their TGE will be the second week of May. Again, boom. We are incredibly excited about that. We want you guys to have liquidity, and we recognize now at Thorstarter, part of what we need to be conscious of is the liquidity of our community, in the sense that if we as a group all put our money into a contract and it's stuck there for months before TGE, that is kind of a failure or a shortfall on our end in terms of what we're offering as opportunities. So we are being super conscious of having always better IDOs, but also with, you know, I want to say stricter terms on vesting periods and TGEs. So anyway, Ultimate Champions, KOLNet, then we have Void, then we have Maya Protocol, then Yield Foundry, also DeFi Dojo, also DeFi Spot. All of these are going with Thorstarter. In addition, we have these NFTs that I'm watching sell out right now at MintDAO, and those are going to be burning extra and moving forward. So big picture, if you are on the fence about locking your Xrune in Forge, while it's locked in there, literally Xrune supply is going to be destroyed by both these NFTs and by potentially our treasury buying and burning Xrune. So we want to move towards deflationary, and that's how we plan to do it. Thank you guys all for listening in. I know we've gone an hour and 10. One of my pet peeves is AMAs like this that drag on way too long. So thank you all. We're doing our best. We're in our channels. Always here to talk about it. This is T from Thorstarter, and I am signing off.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Thorstarter Community AMA, recorded on Wednesday, April 13th, 2022. This episode of the Ether was brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the lunatic community. Visit OC's What We Do page using the link in the show notes to take advantage of some of their other educational resources, including weekly meetups to discuss Terra protocols, strategies, and concepts, the Terra Luna Intel Report on Telegram, and YouTube explainer videos on Terra concepts. You can also support their community efforts by considering them next time you're delegating or redelegating your Luna. Find out more at orbitalcommand.io. This episode of the Ether was also brought to you by Luart. Luart is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. Luart provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in the Discord server for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening.
I smoked weed for years. It's made me an animal. There's rules to this shit. I wrote me a manual. First you get the script, and then you get the antidote. Roll a shell, it can seal like an envelope. Light it up, it gets loud like announcers. Rotates clockwise, never counter. One puff, two times, then you're out there. Cause my smoke's strong as shit, like a bouncer. Please be my guest, take another pass. Pass it to the left, and don't forget to ash. You see there's a dish, please don't use the glass. And you know that it's legit, when you smell it through the bag. It's like pine saw, minus all, cause it smell like trees. Sidebar, my bars, it's hard as chemistry. I smoke good green, let's call it church money. I said good green, then I said church money. Let's take a trip, jump on my ship. Let's call it the merry-go-round. We'll get high off the ground, fly through the clouds. While on the merry-go-round, we'll puff and compare. Smoke's everywhere, riding the merry-go-round. So pull up a chair, there's plenty to share. And watch as the merry-go-round. Yeah.
Put a couple hits of acid on my tongue, I'll go there. Go where? Nowhere. All up in my mind like a nose hair. Oh yeah, got the government yelling no fair. Smoking weed like it's the word, call me Colbert. So toss some trees in my grinder, roll it up like. No need to set a reminder, I'm rolling dubs like. All day long like it's my motherfucking day job. But I got a job, I just like smoking lots of ganj. Me and my entourage pass the bong and hotbox on. Two car garage all night long like your mom is gone. Then eat a bunch of food and write a couple stoner songs. Rolling merrily down the road like we got no regard.
Let's take a trip, jump on my ship. Let's call it the merry-go-round. We'll get high off the ground, fly through the clouds. While on the merry-go-round, we'll puff and compare. Smoke's everywhere, riding the merry-go-round. So pull up a chair, there's plenty to share. And watch as the merry-go-round. Cause me and Matt Lee smoke weed like Cheech. No chong, no bong, I just roll it in the leaf. Tropical swish is sweet, on the lookout for police. It's illegal where I'm at, so I gotta be discreet.
Your laws don't apply to me, I'm not from here. From where? Somewhere, out by the sun there. I brought some bud to share, and a 10 strip. So hop on the ship, blaze one and enjoy the trip.
Let's take a trip, jump on my ship. Let's call it the merry-go-round. We'll get high off the ground, fly through the clouds. While on the merry-go-round, we'll puff and compare. Smoke's everywhere, riding the merry-go-round. So pull up a chair, there's plenty to share. And watch as the merry-go-round. Yeah.
Terra Spaces.